Okay, welcome to Parak Tes, and we're going to try and do Parak Yud, Hilchos Maaser, and they're both pretty short brachim. And these two brachim are going to deal with what's called Demai. We've seen Demai pop up here and there throughout our journey through Trumos and then Maaser. Now the Rambam is going to take time out to explain how Demai was established and why it exists, along with all the particulars. So he says in Lach Aleph, May Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shaya Achar Shem Netzadik. Right, so the days of Yochanan the Kohen Gadol, who came after Shem Netzadik, Shalchu Beis Din Gadol, Badku B'chol Gvul Yisrael. So Beis Din sent messengers out, and they checked throughout Israel. Matzu Shakol Zehir Mitzvah Gadol and Afishin Osel. So they found out that the Jewish people were being very careful about separating out Truma. However, Aval Meiser Rishon, U Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, all the Meisers. Okay, the Meiser Rishon that goes to the Levi. The Meiser Sheni, which again is done twice in the 7-year cycle and redeemed in Yerushalayim, and Meiser Ani, Hayu Amei Arts Meisrael Makim Al Atzman. So Bnei Yisrael, or I should say the ignorant among Bnei Yisrael, were very lenient with this. Lo Hayu Marfijin Osan, they would not separate them out. Therefore, the Pika Gadzru Shloya Neiman Al Meiser Sal Nafshin Neiman. So it's amazing what Chazal came along and said is that an Amei Arts now cannot be trusted if he says that he separate out his Meiser from his Teva, only trustworthy people. About Ella Anashim Ne'emanim. We'll get to what those are later. Ava Amei Aretz, hey, we're saying Suffolk. So in Amei Aretz, the status of his produce is in doubt. They Ne'emanim Lomar Musar and Hain. We don't trust them if they say that their produce was, they took Meiser from them. The Zeu Hanikra Demai. And this is called Demai. So again, it's theoretically possible that the Amei Aretz did separate out Meiser. We don't trust them. So now they created the status of Suffolk in the Amei Aretz's produce. So Allah Beis, Viskino, and they were Misakin, they were Gozers, Loya Adam Machrish Min Adamai, Ela Trumas Meiser. So they said, a person only needs to separate out Trumas Meiser from Demai, Meishahu Abomisa, because Trumas Meiser, failure to do so, can result in death. Well, Meiser Shani, Shema Zeheb said, Trey Bailav Ochanosa. And also to separate out Meiser Shani, because there's no loss, because at the end of the day, the owners will redeem it in Yerushalayim and eat it. Ava Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani, okay, so Meiser Rishon which goes to the Levi, and Meiser Ani that goes to the poor, Ein Mafresh Min HaDamai, we don't separate out from Damai, and they should be Suffolk, okay, because it's considered a doubt. And Motzi Mechavera, Alav Raya, and even though they've created this Gezerah, there's another principle that this butts heads with, which is that, if I am going to take something from someone else, the burner proof is on me. Vigach Omer Levi Ani, Havei Raya, She'enu Me'usar, V'tol Meisros. So therefore, we say to the owner says to the Levi or the poor person, bring proof that this was not, that Meiser was taken from it, and then they can go ahead and take Meiser. Well, again, Ma'afi She'en Ma'afishin Meiser Ani Min HaDamai. So even though we don't take Meiser Ani from Demai, Tzarech Likros Lo Shem, well, you still have to designate it, Be'en Ma'afish, but don't separate it. So you have to say that it's in there, but you don't have to separate it from it. So what do you say? Isur, Mashi Yishkan Meiser Ani, right? So what he says is, a tenth of what is here is for the poor. Kedei l'gvol Meiser Sheni, Shemaiser Ani B'Shlishis V'Shishis Makom Meiser Sheni Shalshar Shnei Shavuot. So this, why do we do this? Because this establishes the Chiyuv of Meiser Sheni. And Meiser Sheni, as we know, again, the Rambam reminds us, that Meiser Ani is given on the third and sixth years. And then Meiser Sheni is what they call the other years. Okay, Halacha Dalad. And Keshemash V'Shem in Adamai, when we separate out from Adamai, Trumas Meiser or Meiser Sheni. So again, remember, those are the ones you do separate out. Even bracha only on the pishu suffik. You don't make a bracha on the hafrasha, okay? Because it's a suffik. V'ikach mutal hafresh kishu aru. So I'm sure this is something that people would think about. It is permitted to go ahead and mafresh the from trumas meiser and meiser sheni from demai, even if a person is undressed. Okay. Now, how do we do this? Ketzad ma'aser nesu demai. How do you take meiser from demai? Mafresh kidei trumas meiser. So first, you set aside the amount that's equal to a Jewish Meiser, Shu Echa Mimea Minakol, that's 1/100th of the entire thing, and you place it next to the produce, V'omer Zem Meiser, Ushar Meiser Samachlo. You say, this is the Meiser, as well as the remainder of the Meiser that's near it. Na'achachach, Omer, after that you say, Zeh Shamarti Olav, Shu Meiser, right, that which I said, that I first set aside is Meiser, Harihu Trumas Meiser, Al Shar Meiser Samachlo. It's Trumas Meiser on the rest of the Meiser that's next to it. The Notal Asa, he takes from it. The Nosa, the Kohen, gives it to a Kohen. She'en Roshel HaFrish, Trumas Meiser, Kohen Meiser, Chachila. And the reason why is because you're not allowed to separate out Shmuel's Meiser before you separate Meiser itself. Okay. And then after that, Archach Mafish Meiser Sheni. After that separation has been completed, then the person separates out Meiser Sheni. Allah above, Umutul Hafish Meiser Sheni, Kodam Risham of the Mai. Since the Mai is a status of Safek, I can separate out Meiser Sheni before Meiser Rishon. Then Ratza Omer, let's say a guy wants to do this, he should say, Meiser Sheni shall pay us Elo Bitsono Obijokram. So he'll say, and this is a formula he's going to repeat, the Meiser Sheni of these produce, whether it's the northern part or if they're located in the southern part of the pile, Rehu Mechulal Alamaus, okay? And its Kedusha is being transferred over to this money. V'chein alokeach kikar min anachdom. Let's say a person purchases a loaf of bread from a baker. Ma'af v'shemena k'dei chumos meiser v'chala. He separates from it chumos meiser and chala and says, Omer, echa mimea mimashi ishkan, 1/100th of what's here. Harehu meiser is considered meiser. Ushar meiser samachlo, and the rest of the meiser next to it. Zesh Shatisi Meiser, and that which I took aside from Meiser, also Chumas Meiser Alashar Samaklo, now Chumas Meiser should be taken on the remainder next to that. Now, yes, sir, Al Echad Mea, Sheish Bezesh Yifrashi, and the remainder of the 1/100 that I separated, Haru Chaler, it's considered Chala, U Meiser Sheni Betzon of Drama, and Meiser Sheni, whether it's from the northern or southern portion of the pile, and then Rayu Mechua Al Maus, and its Kedusha should be transferred over onto this money. After finishes saying that, the ochel, you can then go ahead and consume that produce. Balach Zayin, v'chein, amazmes chaver. Let's say a person invites his friend over, sheyochel etzlo, eat over his house, let's say in Shabbos. Vu eino ma'amino al ma'isros. And unfortunately, the host is not someone you can trust when it comes to separating out ma'iser. Omer, so what should the guest say? Me'erev Shabbos, on Friday, Mashani also hafish amachar, so that which I will be separating tomorrow, Harehu Meiser, is going to be Meiser, Ushan Meiser Samachlo, and also at the remainder of the Meiser that's near it. Zesh Shasisi Meiser, and that which I have done in Meiser, also Chumas Meiser, Ashar Samachlo, becomes Chumas Meiser now, which is near it, Meiser Sheni Bison of Adromo, Rehu Bechul Amo, same formula. Today, why? She Mutal Adol Mehesno Stein Elo Adamai, Api Sheni Bishuso. Now, what's interesting is the person can make a stipulation about the Demai, even though it's not as Rishos, because Demai has a status of Safek. Avavavadai, but in a case where we know for sure that Meiser hasn't been taken out, Enomasa El Dabash Rishoso, I can't make a stipulation on something that's not in my domain. Okay, Alacha Ches, Ketza. So what's the case? So let's say on Friday, Hayulo Mea Te'enim Shaltelo Vesa. Let's say he had 100 figs that were tabo in his house. Behuba Beis Medrash Obisada. And he is in the Beis Medrash, let's say, or the field. And he's nervous and might get dark. And he can't take Meiser on Shabbos. So what does he do? Omer. So the two figs that I'm going to separate out in the future, Hare and Shuma, those are Shuma. The Esther Shani Mafresh Acharei and Meiser Rishon, and the 10 afterwards that I will separate out are Meiser Rishon. Teisha Shani Mafresh Acharei and Meiser Sheni, the 9 that I separate after that are Meiser Sheni. Ulamachar Mafresh. And what does he do? Then tomorrow he can make the separations, and then the Okal consume the produce. Allah attest. The Tzorach Lurchosh Bisfasa Bishasha Mafresh Zuachazu. He must actually kind of whisper to the point where he can hear his whispering that when he's making the one separation from another. The Eno Kimisakim Bishabbos. It's not like he's considered, which is an Isra Shabbos, making something work or something functional on Shabbos. Why? Shere Hiktim Tanayo. Because he made the stipulation prior to Shabbos. The Tevel Sheish Lav Tanay Zeh Mutal Tato Bishabbos Kum Shafish. And Tevel that has non-produce that you haven't separated out your Matnos Kohanim from, if I make it tonight before Shabbos, so we don't say that the Tevel is prohibited to move, it's Muksa. Normally we would say that. Rather, we say, no say, but Tzadzeh, but Ochel Sashar. What we say is he should focus, what he should be focused on is the area, so to speak, that he said he's going to separate from, and he can eat the rest. But the point is that Tevel does not have the status of being Usser on Shabbos. Halach Yud. Nasan Lo. Ama Aretz Kos L'Shtoso. Let's say an Ama Aretz gives you a cup of wine to drink on Shabbos. Omer, so what do you say? Mash Ani Asa L'Shaya B'Shulei Kos. He should say, whatever I leave in the bottom of the cup, Harehu Meiser is considered Meiser, Ushar Meiser Samachlo. Zesh Asisi Meiser, now which in the Meiser on Asa Chumas Meiser, L'Shar Samachlo. That which in the Meiser, I'm taking Chumas Meiser from that, Meiser Sheni B'Fiya Kos, and the Meiser Sheni is at the top of the cup. Rehu B'Chul Almos, right? Again, it's the Kedusha is transferred over to money. The show said, and after saying that, he can drink it. And he separates out what's at the bottom of the cup as Chumas Meiser. So too, right, let's say your friend invites you over, right, to what it called, to come drink on Shabbos. Masnei ketanayzeh me'er Shabbos, he makes this type of stipulation on Friday. Al kol mashiyot sheyisod eslo, whatever he wants to eat by his friend's house. V'chein po, also to a worker, she'im amin lebal habayis. Let's say you have a worker who doesn't basically trust his boss's ne'emanus. Noto grogros achas, you should take one fig and say, Omer, zu, v'teisha ba'os achareya, asu es maisar on the mea. So this one and the nine afterwards are now going to be maisar on 100. She'ani osid le'echol, that I'm going to eat in the future. The zu ha'achas, chumas maisar le'eser, and this one is chumas maisar on the 10, ba'os achareya, that will come after that. U'maisar sheni hua eser achornos, and maisar sheni will be the 10 remaining ones. V'arehu b'chol ha'maos, again, kedusha transferred over to the money. The nosin agrogris, shefresh l'kohen, and what do? You take out the fig that you separated to the Kohen, and the worker separates for himself out the funds of Meiser Sheni. Shetanai Bezin Hu Shetia Chumas Meiser Michel Balabayas, because the Bezin made it Tanai that Chumas Meiser should always come from his boss, Meiser Sheni Michel Paul. Meiser Sheni comes from the worker, which again, we'll see a little bit about this later. Halachi Bez Hanachtom, these are bakers. Meiser Sheni, Mina Demai, right? So Chum did not include that bakers needed to be Mafresh Meiser Sheni from Demai, Elochumus Meiser Bavad, just Chumus Meiser. Kadesh Yafushena Betari Machala. So this way it's separated out while they're Tahor with Kala, Valokeach Mafresh Meiser Sheni. But the customer, he must go ahead and separate out Meiser Sheni. The Medvar Moran, Bemocher Bechanuso, all Pesach Anuso. So this is when the sale takes place in his store. Aval Mocher Lepalter, or Bechanus Esmuch Lepalter. But let's say someone sells, to like a wholesaler, Chayav Afresh off Meiser Sheni. Then he'd be obligated to separate out even Meiser Sheni. Let's say two people harvested their vineyard in one vat. And one of the two partners is not trusted when it comes to separating out Meiser. Afi she'iser zehanem on achalko. Even if the one who we can trust already was Mafresh on his chelek, because you know to achalko minayayim, when he takes out his portion of the wine, Chayav Hafish Menu Meiser Demai Achilet Amaretz, he actually has to separate the Meiser from the portion of the Amaretz because it's Demai. Ketzad has his work. Hayu Mechsam Mechsam. Let's say they're equal partners. Vinoto Bechetzio Masayim Logayim, and he takes 200 log as his chunk. Areza Mafish Menu Log Echad Chumas Meiser. He separates one log of Chumas Meiser, the Eser Meiser Sheni, 10 of Meiser Sheni, Kenegan Amea Log against the 100. Since you already separated out the Meiser Vada in the beginning, Al-Khati Kol Shdarko of the Gas, on half of that which is in the that. And if his share was a third or a quarter, he would mafresh based on that calculation as well. That's the end of Parak Tes. And again, in Parak Yud, the Rambam is going to continue with these halachas, but now focus on who's to be trusted when it comes to Afarshas Meiser. Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, on the Kabbalah of Leos Neman on Maestros, let's say someone says, you know what, I'm sick of being an Amaretz. I'm going to now make a commitment to be a trustworthy person when it comes to separating out Maestros. Lo you pay Rosa Demai. Tzarech Leos Maaser Eshu Ochav Eshu Mocher Eshu Okeh. So he has to go ahead and separate out Maestros from that which he eats and that which he sells and that which he purchases. Veinu Misareach Eitz Amaretz. And this person cannot be a guest at the home of an Amaretz. It's actually Kabbalah Dvarim Eilav Rabbim, and he must make these commitments publicly. And when witnesses come and say, yeah, that guy, we saw him publicly say he's going to now be trustworthy for Maestros, and he is with them a lot and should be trusted. He cannot be trusted to say, Maestro was taken from my fruits. Allah Habez. Kol Tom of Acham, the person is an actual Tom of Acham, Lola Nemon. We always trust him. He doesn't have to go to the ceremony. We don't have to check after him. And not only him, but his family, his kids, his family, his servants, they're all considered like him. Let's say a Tamachachon dies and he leaves the produce, even if it's gathered together the day he dies, we will still assume that Meiser was taken appropriately from the produce. Bas Amaretz Ishto, let's say the daughter of an Amaretz or his wife, Shaniseis lechaver, married, let's say, a knowledgeable person. The abdo shenimkar lechaver, or a case of a servant who sold off to that knowledgeable person. Tzrichim lekabelam b'tfila. So he must make, he must accept what the Rambam laid down in Halach Aleph from the get-go. Ubas chaver, the daughter of a wise person, no ishto, shaniseis lamaret. So let's say he's the wife who marries And Amaretz, Ba'abdoshin from Amaretz, or a servant sold in Amaretz, are Ainkin Bechaz Chasan, Achi Chashdu. So we can actually trust them until there's a reason to be suspicious. But no, Avdol Shacham, Chaver, let's say the son or the servant of this wise person, Shahiyu Lemudim, Eitz Amaretz, Fifim Mekab. Let's say they would basically hang out with an Amaretz, then they have to take the stipulations in Halach Aleph. But no, Avdol Shacham Amaretz, but a son or a servant of an Amaretz, Shahiyu Lemudim, Eitz Chaver, let's say the learning act by a wise person, Kol Zman Shein Etzla, Rein Kechaver. As long as they're by him, they're considered like a Chaver. Yatsu, when they leave, Harei Henke Amaretz. They're considered like an Amaretz. Halacha Dalet, Nisheinu Ne'eman. Let's say someone is not to be trusted by separating out Meiser, by Echam Yivadu Amadav Ne'eman, but let's say one of his kids are, or one of his servants are, or Echam Mishpachto, Lochim Menu Ve'ochim Apien, Ve'enu Choshel Davar. So it's interesting, you can go ahead and take food based on their stipulation, meaning they say, we trust them, he can be trusted, you can rely on that, and we're not concerned. Halacha Hey, Hayuhu Ne'eman, Ve'ishta Ena Menes. Let's say he's trusted, but his wife isn't, Lochim Menu Ve'en Misarchan Etzah. So you could take from him, but we don't get to, we won't go to his house to eat. Let's say she's trusted, he's not. You can go hang, you can be a guest in her house. You shouldn't take produce from him. And may a curse, so to speak, be brought to a house where the wife is not to, is to be trusted, and he is not. Okay, lachavah. So this chaver should not basically serve as a waiter in the house at the party of an amaretz or at his meal, unless basically everything has been meistered out with under his supervision, meaning he's got to be a mashkiach. So that's why if I see a chaver who's a waiter at one of these parties, we can assume everything there has been done, the meiser and truma has been taken out appropriately. Ro mesav im amay aretz, but let's say we see him eating together with an am aretz, and the suda b'chaspas musaris. We don't assume the truma, the meiser was separated out accordingly. Shema chaver al tanayim, but shivu libo husome. Because maybe the chaver is relying on certain stipulations that he made internally that we're not aware of. Alach zayin, k'shen jadam soed etz am aretz, soma achatanao, just like a person can eat by an amaret and rely on any stipulations he makes. Kachut Rapleos Matana Masna Albano, he has to make the same stipulations on his child. If you lie, you know, Makamacher, even if his son is somewhere else. Albanos Rapleos Masna Al Acher Chutzmibano, but he doesn't have to basically make a stipulation for other people. If you lie, you even Mishta, even if they're with him at the party. Bikach, Ben Chaver, so therefore the son of a Chaver, Shai Mesa Mishna Amaret, that let's say is eating at a party with an amaret, Enesudis Vechasas Musaris. We don't say the Suda has a chazaka, has the assumption of Meiser being taken from the food. Shema Abba Fitz Allah, because maybe we'll say the father made a stipulation on the son. Allah Chazes. Amaretz, Nasan, Me'elah Chaber. Let's say an Amaretz gives a Chaber, let's say, whatever, $100 for Amarlo, and says to him, Kachli ad gudas yarkachas, buy me this bunch of carrots, o gluskachas, or let's say this cake. Lokeach lo stam parta melasa, or a fake cake. You take it from him, I can be regularly also. You take it from him, and he's patur from taking, from separating Meiser from him. Im Hechlev is a Me'ah. Let's say he exchanged the Me'ah. Chai Vaser, Vachav Yavilo. He then must take out the Meiser and then give the produce to the Amaretz. Then Pirei Shechaver. Let's say the Chaver was explicit. Lo Lachan, and then by it, Stam. El Omar, rather, what did he say? He says to the stone, or Lachanvani, Agudu Zinokeh, Mimchal Lachaveri. Right? This bunch of vegetables I'm buying is for my friend. Anikona osa, I'm purchasing it, but Zula Atzmi Anikona osa. And this to me, I'm purchasing for myself. So that which he, what do you call it, which he took to for himself, he has to get Meiser from. But that which took for his friend doesn't have to take Meiser from. Then this Arbu, if it got mixed up, if one of his got mixed up under his friend, Misakin it called the mind. Everything's considered like the mind. And then he has to treat it that way, separate out that way. And then he can give it to his friend that sent him to go purchase these things. Let's say five people tell one guy, say, go out and buy us five bunches of vegetables. And let's say the shaliach brings with them, brings each one their own individual bunch of vegetables. The chaverim only have to separate out meiser from their portion. If they mix them all together, then the chaverim have to take meiser from the entire bunch. So when an Amor says to the wise person, say the lakali to Enim, bita enesai, so go take a fig, go gather together figs in my fig tree, ochem and achaver arai, so the chaver can snack on them, umasrin demai, and then he would separate out demai from them. Then Amar, chaver lamar, right? Let's say the chaver told the Amor, look alone to harvest, to gather for him figs, vishama chaver, acher, zeh acher, right? And let's say, the vishama chaver, right? And let's say another chaver heard this chaver doing this, acher, zeh acher, ocho, that second one can eat, v'ino tzarek la'asar, does not think ma'asar, she'ina chaver motzi dabar she'ina musukam da'achas yado, v'cheskaso she'ifr shalem, makam acher. We can assume that basically ma'asar was done correctly. Afi shal nech shadu chaverim lisrom shalominu mukav, even though generally we don't assume or suspect that a chaver went ahead will separate truma that is not in the same place where the truma belongs, so that's a din by truma, because salak ha'michshol v'nei amar etz torment. But in order to prevent the amar etz being over an iser, or to put a stumbling block in front of him, that's why the chaver is allowed to do this in this situation. You're allowed to feed, we saw this before, we're allowed to feed demai to poor people and to guests, right? But you have to let them know, hey, you're eating demai. The ani, the poor person, or the guests are allowed to go ahead and correct, so to speak, the demai status by separating it. The person who collects charity to disperse the aniyim, so he goes ahead, he collects some people and doesn't ask whether they separate out Meiser, and he divides people, not interested in how they're going to go ahead and do Meiser. But Rotsa Sakin is talking, anyone who wants to make the appropriate, wants to separate out appropriately is allowed. Finally, Lachid Gimel, Rofe Chaver, a doctor is a Chaver, Shayamacha Lachola Amaretz, Viparis Amaretz. Let's say he's feeding to an Amaretz who's sick, Peros that belong to an Amaretz, Nosos of Yada. You can put the fruits in his hands, but not in his mouth. Let's say the demai belongs to the doctor. Even he can't even put it in his hand. If he knows that what he's dealing with is actual real teva by the Amaretz, he can't put it into his hand. Okay, that ends Parak Yud, and we'll pick up Parak Yud Aleph on Monday.